what we saw last year was a huge number of projects start construction in Australia. So lots of solar and wind farms across the country start to get built. And obviously we've had those projects coming online over time, but there was a huge increase last year and we expect this year, 2018, to be even greater. And I guess a lot of those, a lot of that investment, so companies investing in building solar and wind plants in Australia, is being driven by policies set by state governments. So around the country, state governments have really been driving that investment in renewable energy.
Generally, when people think about, you know, renewable resources, the economics of it is probably not as well known. So could you tell us why it's not just about the environment, that even from an economical point of view, this makes sense?
Well, wind and solar, but also some of those other renewable energies like geothermal, waste from energy, they're all increasingly the lowest cost form of new energy. So if you were to build a new power plant today, the cheapest form of power would come from wind, and then following closely in after that would be solar and other forms of renewables, and all of those technologies are a lot cheaper than coal, gas, nuclear. I guess it's a common misconception that renewable energy is more expensive, but that may be because a lot of these cost reductions, so for solar and wind, they've been coming down in cost very quickly, and that those dramatic cost drops are being driven by how fast countries like China and India are taking up these technologies. So for the general person on the street, it's maybe hard to keep up with that scale of change, but what we're seeing is that renewable energy is already the cheapest form of new power and costs just continue to fall. So it just gets better and better.
There are some other countries which have invested heavily in renewable resources. I think Germany comes to mind and some of the European countries. Do you think Australia has invested enough so far in renewable resources looking into the future?
Unfortunately, we're one of the sunniest countries in the world, and we've got also got great wind resources, but we are really at the back of the pack when it comes to making the most of our renewable energy potential. As you say, in Europe, but also the United States, China, India, all of those global economic powerhouses are really much further ahead on renewable energy than Australia. But, you know, as I was saying earlier, the states and territories around Australia are now seeing the potential in renewable energy and increasingly setting targets, putting in place policies and finding other ways of attracting those projects to their state. I think unfortunately in Australia we've had over a decade now of political back and forth, particularly on climate change policies and increasingly in the last few years around renewable energy. So it's become a bit of a political debate which is really held back industry in Australia, and one of the reasons it's held back investment and the development of those technologies is all of that bickering over policy creates uncertainty for investors. And I don't think there's any particular reason that the federal government can't pursue strong renewable energy policies except for politics. Certainly on economic grounds and on a whole range of other issues like power prices for households, renewable energy is a great solution, but it's just politics that gets in the way.
From a research and development point of view, how important do you think it is for Australia to now get seriously involved in R&D related to renewable resources? Do you think that in the future this is going to be important for any developed economy?
I think there has been and there continues to be huge potential to develop new technology in renewable energy. Certainly, there's loads of potential in... So obviously, as the cost of solar energy has come down and as new technologies like batteries have come online, there's a huge opportunity to make the most of those technologies by software development, for example. So energy management tools that help people get the most out of their solar power. There's loads of potential and it's hugely important to Australia's future.
And just one last question, Petra, that a lot of people, as you've mentioned in this interview before, you know, that for the common person, there's this perception with some people that, you know, renewable resources, it may be good for the environment, but probably it will be costlier. So could you just let our audiences know what the status is on that front?
Well, over 1.6 million Australians are already seeing there's a cost benefit from putting solar on their rooftops. And I think as Australians see the benefit that solar gives them in controlling and reducing their energy bills, and increasingly we're seeing businesses do the same thing, so businesses taking up renewables. As that becomes more and more commonplace, I think the pure economics and the savings that people see will change people's minds.
So are you suggesting that even from an economic point of view, this is probably the right way to go? Because overall, if we don't switch to renewable resources in the long term, it could be far more costly for us to not do that?
Absolutely. Right now, we're seeing businesses, households and businesses in Australia moving to renewable energy as a way to reduce their costs. So even putting aside the very important issue of climate change and the need to reduce pollution, there's an economic argument to move to renewables now to reduce electricity prices. And we're already seeing companies like Sun Metals in Townsville, a company called ANCA in Victoria, the Whyalla Steelworks. There's a whole range of examples of companies that are seeing the opportunity to reduce their electricity prices through solar, batteries and wind power.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.